Welcome to Female Empowered, a podcast for female fitness and wellness professionals and business owners looking for real talk about the ins and outs of the industry. I'm Krista Gurka, an accidental entrepreneur turned founder and CEO of a multi-million dollar health and wellness business. In this podcast, I'll be sharing expert insights and having real conversations about what it means to show up, thrive, and of course, get paid. We'll talk about what works, what doesn't, and what really happens behind the scenes of a client-based business. All so you can take away sound advice and actionable steps that help you become a more successful and confident business owner, all on your own terms. So let's dive in. Today's episode is a Female Friday feature. These are real, raw conversations I have with fellow female professionals. We talk about how they got their start in their individual specialties, their business journeys, their challenges. We have some laughs and maybe some tears along the way. I think having these conversations is so important because it's validating to see that there's no one right way to find success in this industry. If you're interested in being a guest on a future Female Friday episode, I'd love to hear from you. Email me at krista@pilatesinthegrove.com. That's krista@pilatesinthegrove.com. Now let's meet today's guest. Hey everyone, thank you for joining me for another edition of Female Fridays. You guys all know it's my favorite day of the week. And today I am so excited to feature Felicia on with me, who is someone I met in a mastermind that I'm in, and we kind of became close, fast friends, even though we live on opposite sides of the country. So Felicia, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us who you are and where you're from and what you do?
I'm so happy to be here. Friday is also my favorite day, followed by Saturday. I am the co-founder of a fitness boxing concept based in Los Angeles, California, called Box Union. Prior to COVID, we had two locations, one in Santa Monica, one in West Hollywood, and a third one in Sherman Oaks that was set to open in April. What we do that's really unique is that we box to the beat of the music. It's a dimly lit room. Everyone has their own 6 foot tall, water-filled heavy bag. The coaches are incredibly inspiring and motivating. And in 45 minutes, we take you on this amazing journey and help you unleash your inner fighter.
That's awesome. I love this concept. I have always enjoyed boxing. I started boxing probably right after my first son. And I've always said that I thought I was in the best shape ever when I was boxing, maybe because mentally punching on something was also very good. So during COVID, I got my own 6 foot water-filled like bag base. And so I've been doing a bunch, some of your stuff online. So they've been great. Yes. So I love this. I've never heard or experienced the concept of to the beat, which I think is really, really interesting. So how did that kind of come about for you guys?
It definitely was an evolution and something that we have our amazing coaches to thank. When my business partner and I started Box Union, neither of us came from the fitness background, aside from the fact that we were avid consumers and really passionate about the space. I come from the corporate sales and marketing world. He comes from the investment banking world. And we knew that from an experiential level, we wanted to make boxing feel inviting and feel accessible. Boxing by nature has a certain intimidation factor that surrounds it. It's perceived as, you know, a violent sport. And it's also seen as something that's like very individual, which like in the traditional sense, it can be all of those things. And we wanted to create an environment where people who may never have thought about putting on gloves would feel welcome, invited, and leave the workout feeling like de-stressed and ready to take on their day. So there were certain things that we liked from other concepts that we thought would be interesting in trying in this modality. One was to create a room much like a spin studio, have it dimly lit, have everybody have their own individual bag in the room, and then use music as a unifying force, not only to create like a flow state, but there's also studies that show that when you pair movement to music, it actually enhances the learning process. And, you know, boxing is somewhat like a dance. And like, once you do it to the beat of the music, it's hard to ever go back and not do it to music. So it creates this like unbelievable sense of flow where you lose any sense of like time or space. And then you get all these people who are, you know, individuals coming to a group class, collectively moving in unison. And that creates like this amazing energy share in the room.
I think that I love it. I love it. That, I mean, that's really great about the music. And I would imagine too, I believe you're right, like 45 minutes would go by like this because you're into the music. So, okay, I have two questions, but one before I forget. So I've always been really interested in people that come from the corporate background and start businesses in fitness. So myself, I came because I was a practitioner, right? That's what I did. And so I opened my own business. And I've always been intrigued with how that, so how does that kind of, I know you said you had a love of fitness. So how does, if you could, what does that look like? What do you decide? I want to go into this space and this is how we're going to choose kind of the brand model that we go with.
Yeah. So when we talk about like wanting to go into the space, it's something that like I've known for a very long time. If you meet any of my friends from college, they'll tell you like, oh, it's no surprise she's doing this because she used to talk about wanting to do something in fitness during college. I used to think like, I should just take my student loans and like open up a really cool gym. I like always saw fitness as a way to create community, whether it was like organizing like soccer games in my front yard or, you know, recruiting friends to do like crazy workouts around campus. That's like my favorite way to engage with friends. Whereas people are like, hey, let's go meet for drinks. I'll be like, you want to go for a hike? You want to go for a walk? You want to go meet for a class? Like that's my favorite type of get together. And in terms of what it looks like, I had always been the person in my marriage that had like the steady, stable corporate job. My husband has been an entrepreneur since he and I first met, and you know, it was kind of like I was signed up, like I'll have stability, you have high risk, high reward. And funny enough, my obsession with fitness gave him the idea for one of his businesses. And that is, I was so frustrated in the mid-2000s trying to schedule a class at my favorite treadmill studio. It was the first boutique studio I'd ever experienced, a place called Burn 60, still in existence in Los Angeles. Really awesome workout. It's a mix of, you know, treadmill and strength. And by the time I would like access the website from my phone, it was like too hard of a process. And I'd get back to my computer and the spots would be all gone. So he and his business partner decided that they would create an app for Burn 60 for consumers to easier be able to schedule and book their classes from their phones. And that was like a great business idea. And he then went to every other business that was using MindBody as their back end and sold them on this custom branded mobile app that they could offer to their customers. That company ended up getting purchased by MindBody, and the mobile app today, the branded mobile app, is still like the base technology that he and his business partner built so many years ago. So like fitness and like the business of fitness has been like percolating for a long time. My business partner I've known for over 13 years. He was an investment banker wanting to do something different. He'd been approached by a number of people to invest in different fitness concepts. Over many dinners, we were talking. I wanted to do something in fitness. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, having taken classes at so many places in Los Angeles, as well as like everywhere in between, because when I travel, I love to try out, you know, other studios. One thing that we saw was that there was like this white space in boxing. Yes, there was plenty of places that you could box for fitness, but that no one that had really like taken it and made it this warm, inviting, accessible, elevated experience. I had put on gloves when I was 16 for the very first time. It was shortly after my dad died suddenly of a heart attack. I looked in the Yellow Pages, sought out a boxing gym, and putting on gloves was like really transformative and cathartic. I'm sure like you can attest to what it's like when you're hitting that bat. So we landed on boxing, and in terms of like, what's it like? I mean, it was like drinking from a fire hose, but also so invigorating because there was this great idea that we had. There was no doubt in our mind that we were going to make it happen. And I think that you need that like passion and persistence, because I can't tell you how many people told us we were absolutely crazy and wondering why two people who couldn't even teach their own classes, who hadn't even worked in this space, were going to open a fitness concept. So, I mean, we kind of like went in it through that lens, knowing that we wanted to surround ourselves with smart people, find people who are equally as passionate, and that we'd kind of like learn along the way. And I think, you know, almost 4 years in, we have learned a ton, and there's still a lot left to learn.
That's so amazing. And I think it's a testament to a lot of business owners, because I think many of us will have had somebody along the way tell us we're crazy. Right? Or that won't work. I know when I started offering physical therapy as cash-based services, people were like, nobody will pay cash. Everyone uses insurance. And while that's still, I'm not going to say that we do have that as an objection sometimes, but I have plenty of people that'll pay cash. Right? And so as long as I think like, first of all, I think it's super cathartic. I would 100% agree with you on that. I don't know if that's just me, but it makes me feel a lot better to hit something hard. And I think it's a great workout coming from like a fitness background. I think it's great. I love that story. That actually sheds a lot of light, because I was always very curious, like, how do these, you know, in the room where it happens, people are like, we're going to go into this and we're going to make it work. So I love that story. So my second question, since you do teach to the music, are your instructors, do they program their own routines? Do you have a master instructor? How does that work? Because I'm like fascinated learning the ins of other people's businesses.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I love hearing about other people's businesses. So we have these two unbelievable coaches who've been with us since the beginning. One is a gentleman by the name of Kyle Schneider. He is amazing. He's been boxing since he was 14. When we told him that we were going to box to the beat, he looked at us like we had three heads and was like, yeah, I'm not really sure that I can get behind that. And then shortly after we opened, another woman joined our team by the name of Tara Mobasari. She had worked at SoulCycle and is just like a wonderful coach. And the two of them have really taken what we were doing and put together a very comprehensive, thoughtful training program. So our training program prior to COVID was a, you know, 6-week in-person program. During COVID, we have actually onboarded a trainer that we moved out from New York, and she did most of the training virtually until she actually landed in Los Angeles. But there's a lot of different components to it. And musicality is a huge part of the training. There is a lot of teaching on music theory, on BPM theory, and really getting people to understand like the arc of the class, as well as how to pair what movements with what BPM. The funniest part about all of this is like, I can't dance to save for the life of me. Like Elaine on Seinfeld has like nothing on me, I swear. And yet I can box to the beat. I'm also the type of person who listens to music, but like, I don't know that I necessarily hear the lyrics when I'm listening to it. But again, good news is like, I don't actually teach the class, but I am on rhythm in class and can box to the beat. So the coaches do create their own playlist. There's a lot of, we have a pretty tight framework, but there's a lot of freedom within that framework for them to bring their personalities to life by, you know, choosing music that they can get really enthused by.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. So I would imagine that someone that taught at SoulCycle, right? So spin instructors, it's very similar, right? They teach to the beat, and then they're also, there's a, what I've learned is that there's an arc. So there's, if they're in recovery, they're at certain beats per minute. If they're in a climb, they're at other beats per minute. So that's really fascinating to me.
Yeah. No, and I think when we looked at, from a talent acquisition standpoint, you need to have that like it factor. You need to be able to perform and carry and
own
around.
A room.
Yeah. Inside, we've got our studios. There's 40 heavy bags. That's a lot of people in a room, and you really need to have a strong presence to see these coaches then transform to digital, where literally there's just the camera. That's an entirely different skill set. And some of them, you know, have absolutely crushed it in both the physical and the virtual world. But we kind of, that's like the non-negotiable. Like, do you have that presence and can you command a room? Because I don't think that that's something that can be taught.
Mm-mm.
And no. Then it's like, do you know how to box? If you don't, that's okay. Like, we're not training people to be fighters. We can teach you to effectively teach people how to box and to make sure that you look credible and that you look good while you're doing it. And then I would say, you know, the, you know, musicality is something that we had a few coaches who really struggled with the music piece. And a couple of them were like, I almost threw in the towel. But like, once they figured out like the 8 count and kind of like the structure behind songs in general, something clicked and they were able to do this. So, yeah. You know, 2 out of 3 are what we're, you know, looking for, and we can help develop in the area where there's the deficiencies.
I totally agree. So when we actually bring, I would actually say any type of talent acquisition, that that includes admin, whatever, director of operate, whatever role it is, I usually go by 3 things. I call it my GWC. So I'm like, do they get it? Do they want it? And do they have the capacity to do it? And they have to have 2 out of 3. And if the one thing is, if they don't want it, that's the one, I can't really change that one. So, you know, if they don't want to do it, if they don't have the capacity, I think that we can learn it. If they don't get it so much, I think we can teach it, but if they don't want it, that you can't change.
Yeah.
You know, so because then it comes down to like a money situation. And then I think eventually like it just doesn't work. So I think that that's a great with anything. And I 100% agree with you that owning a room is a skill unto itself. And I think everything else you can probably like teach them. So I know that COVID, because you are out in California in LA County, has been challenging to say the least. So what kind of, if you'd like to speak to, like what kind of, and I've been super impressed with how positive you've stayed and you're really trying to pivot and do everything, you know, just to keep your people paid and move forward. So what's it kind of look like since March for you?
It's crazy that it's been since March. And to be completely transparent, we don't know when we're going to get the go ahead to be able to open. And when we do, like what that's going to look like. So, you know, March 16th was our last day of classes in the studio. You know, we went home a little bit nervous, a little bit anxious, wondering if we'd have enough, you know, toilet paper. That was probably the biggest concern in everyone's mind, you know, at that day and time. And like, honestly thinking it's going to be 2 weeks, like this is going to be, you know, crazy. What are we going to do for 2 weeks? Thinking that that was going to be a really long period of time. So we went on Instagram Live right away. Tara and Kyle started teaching classes. And the really positive thing to come from that is we now had people commenting on the Instagram Live. This is so much fun. This is the first time my whole family has been able to do a box union class with me. Or, you know, I'm in LA, but I'm doing class with my roommates from college and we're in, you know, 4 different cities. Or the other day I saw an email that says, hello, I'm joining you all from Kuwait. And never before would we have, you know, had that opportunity because the studio business was super hyper local. Mm-hmm. So we saw a really good response to the classes we were doing online. We saw our organic following grow by like over 5,000 followers in a really short period of time. And, you know, I'll hand it to Tara, who was like, I think it would be really fun to try out a couple of different formats. She's like, I would keep them rhythm based. So that's like the through line of everything that we do at Box Union. But it would be great if we just did a HIIT class as well as offered a rhythm-based sculpt class, which initially we were calling legs, butt, core. And those two formats were also well received. And when, you know, 2 weeks was then looking like it was going to be a month, you know, we really started accelerating our plans around launching a digital platform. It's something that we had on our roadmap, but to be totally honest, we were very focused on growing our physical brick and mortar footprint and thought that digital is something that we would get to at a later point in time. So we spent about a week getting on calls with a lot of the platform providers. We decided pretty quickly we were going to partner with Vimeo OTT. We didn't have like a big technical team. When I say big, we didn't have a technical team to begin with. Yeah. And we wanted something that was like plug and play and a company that was really going to help support and get us up and running quickly. So April 12th, we launched Box Union Digital. The team worked really hard to create a library of workout videos that we could have available for customers to access on demand. We started scheduling three live classes a day. And from there, we've just continued to like grow and build. So we probably do four live classes a day. We've added some really great mashup classes. So there's shadow boxing and yoga, shadow boxing and bands, shadow boxing and weights. There's, you know, a shadow boxing and Pilates. There's a shadow boxing and I think I already said, you know, strength with weights. So there's like a lot of variety for people to choose from. In addition, the on-demand catalog continues to grow, you know, week over week. We have a full recovery section. So if you want to do like pre-class stretching, post-class cool down, we've got some meditation in there. The yoga is all to the rhythm of the music. And it's been, you know, really wonderful because a lot of our customers have been, you know, coming to us because of the boxing, but then really staying because there's like so much more than that for them to do on the platform. And today we have about 60% of the people on Box Union Digital haven't actually been to a Box Union studio before.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. So let's say, okay, let's pretend we weren't in COVID, right? Because you're a relatively new company. You had one was just going to open this year. No yeah. COVID. What were the future plans for Box Union? Where did you see this going?
Yeah. I mean, we were really on a mission to get to like 10 studios. Like we just
all in California.
No, we were looking at experimenting, like, what does it look like to go to a tier two market? We had visited Denver a number of times and were really like interested in, you know, that market. We were looking at going into Northern California. We were looking at other places in Southern California. So definitely not just in California, but really focused on like that physical expansion. Yeah. And, you know, within the next 2 to 3 years, getting to 10 studios.
10 studios. And so since the lovely COVID has intersected our world, what does the future look like for you now? Or at least in the next 6 months, like what are you like 6 to 12 months?
You know, it's been really interesting to see like how everybody has like evolved and adapted. Mm-hmm. So we, I was missing in-person connection. So the first thing I did, I can't even remember how many months ago, because every day feels like a variation of the same day. When it felt like people were ready to start showing up and like be in person, had coaches coming to my backyard once a week and started inviting the community to join in what we call backyard boxing. And these are really, you know, small group classes, maybe 8 people max. And really the reception was very positive. And in fact, other people started reaching out being like, oh, I'd love to host a class in my backyard, or is there anything happening on, you know, this side of town, or can I come? And like, of course, like anybody is welcome to come to one of these classes, but we've had a number of them start up in different parts of LA. We then got word from the city of Santa Monica that they were making some spaces available for outdoor classes, because none of our locations had the right space for us to be able to hold outdoor classes. One of our coaches is like, I've been taking yoga at this awesome park. I want to start doing Box Union classes there. Do I have your blessing? She made flyers. She started putting them up all over the place. So we've got like a series of outdoor classes happening at a park in West Hollywood. We have the beautiful Low Santa Monica Beach Hotel as a location where we host classes 6 days a week. And we're continuing to, you know, expand our outdoor class offering. I think like within, you know, the next 6 months, I'm hopeful that the studios will be open in some capacity, but I think that the consumer now has so many more choices as to how to engage and connect with the brand. Like there's something awesome about the outdoor classes, even though you don't have the lights and you don't have the bags, like being out in the fresh air and nature is intoxicating in its own way. So I see all of these touch points as being here to stay and really providing an opportunity to meet the customer, you know, where they are. I read an email recently from someone, no, it was actually a review she left on the Box Union Digital app in the App Store. And she was talking about how, you know, I used to only get to Box Union once a week on Sundays. And now with Box Union Digital, I can take class every day. And that has added so much to my life and made me feel so much less stressed and helped me get through this. And when you look at like how, you know, digital is priced compared to, you know, in person, there's a lot of ways that people can interact with your brand in a much deeper level through all this omni-channel.
Yeah, I think that's great. And how great is that? So, let's tell people where they can find you. Where can they find you online? So if people want to try Box Union in all its facets right now, where can they find you?
On Instagram, we're Box Union Studio. And if you go to boxunion.com, that will take you to digital.boxunion.com, or it will also show you where our physical locations are and where you can sign up for in-person classes.
That is awesome. People, I would definitely suggest looking up boxunion.com because the stuff is great. Her coaches are really cool. And like you said, I think how wonderful that your outreach now can be so many new people, you know, which is great. Right. So, well, Felicia, thank you so much for joining me today. I really am excited that you shared your story with us and I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
I hope that you're open soon. I hope you're open sooner than later. All right, people, stay tuned. Check us out next week. Thank you for listening to this episode of Female Empowered. If you like what we covered today, please leave a review for the show. This helps other female fitness and wellness professionals find the podcast and lets me know I'm sharing helpful information with all of you. If you'd love to get even more insights and find resources to help you market, streamline, and grow your clinic or client-based business, you can visit me at KristaGurka.com or follow me on Instagram at KristaGurka. That's at C-H-R-I-S-T-A-G-U-R-K-A. See y'all next time.